If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 o'clock hour here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt.
R.I.P. We figured out a new segment for Tuesday at 7:40 yet?
No, because Peyton just got Ask Reddit canceled.
He did not.
But he got Life Hacks canceled. Epic work by Peyton Russell. Aiden alongside. Sean is out. Back next week. He's got paternity leave.
Damn, that's his. I didn't think he wanted more than two kids. I thought he didn't want to.
I know. He wanted another one. Yeah, that vasectomy didn't work. Didn't take.
Because, I mean, the youngest, she's what, like 12 now?
I think he's 12.
I mean, 12 months. But 12. Yeah, but still. I've been thinking, by the way, when you mentioned Life Hacks getting canceled just then, we need. I've been thinking about we should do a segment sometime called Statute of Limitations, where we just go, like, enough time has passed that we're going to tell a story on the air. That is, we wouldn't have told previously, or that we've referenced previously, but enough time's passed to where now we feel like we can tell it.
Oh, yeah, I could get down with something like that.
I think there's, like, I'm thinking of a couple right now that each one of us could probably do.
Okay, fair. The Tolos came up, which we talked about when we had we're talking about the skip scanning at 6:40. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tolos came up with that because Peyton said he forgot to pay for bananas once. Tolos came up with an idea that he needs to go back to that store 6 years later, record it, and say, hey, I forgot to pay for these bananas in 2019.
And just be like, I felt guilty. I felt guilty. Imagine if he goes viral as like this upstanding citizen.
Yeah, restitution.
Bit.
you gotta make restitution there.
I've done that before with, I forgot my wallet going to work, and I went to stop by to get Wendy's on the way to work, and I didn't have my wallet with me. And I was like, hey, I got to the front of the line. I was like, guys, you're not going to believe me. I don't have my credit card with me. Like, I don't have my wallet. I was like, I can't pay for this food. They were like, if you pay for it again, if you come back and give us the money tomorrow or whatever, we'll give you the food now. And I said yes. And so the next day, I came back and gave them the money.
That's great.
Who at this station would not go back? Because it's not.
I would have guessed Peyton.
Because
I'm so frugal. You think I'd take it as, oh, like, I just got free food.
Yeah.
Life hack.
It would have been Mike in the past. But he's not.
Yeah, it would have been Mike.
Zach, probably.
Maybe.
I can see Eric doing it.
Whoever's the slowest to pay us back at dinners, usually, is usually Zach or Eric, I feel like.
Hagelin,
yeah.
Hey, you're slow to pay back at dinner. Mark Cuban was on Stephen A. Smith's podcast. The full thing, I think, is released today.
Well.
But so Cuban was on with Stephen A. And what did I say the moment the Luka trade happened about Nico and Luka and European basketball players?
That he hates European basketball players.
And he just doesn't get, you've got to look at them differently.
That's how he views them. Which I've since had somebody posit the theory, as I've told you about, where they're like, they think that dislike probably came from playing overseas after he left college. That he played there and didn't like them after that.
It's not that he doesn't like them. It's he doesn't like and agree with the lifestyle.
Yeah.
The lifestyle of a European basketball player is just, or the European person is just different. They take August off.
Oh, dude.
They don't work in August or whatever month it is. They take holiday.
Jokic was like, if I win one. Wembanyama, before he got drafted, talked about how there's bigger things than basketball, so I'm not going to prioritize this as the top thing.
Yeah.
Giannis went viral afterwards. Same sort of thing, talking about work-life balance. Different. Yeah. Yeah, it is a different mindset.
It's a different mindset. It's not right. It's not wrong. Just different. And I've always said Nico just doesn't jive with it. It just doesn't work for him.
Yeah, he's very regimented, very intense. That's okay. The way he is.
I get it. He's in charge of the organization. It's his team. He builds it how he wants. I don't have a problem with it.
He wants Kobe.
The return sucked. End of story.
He wants Kobe obsessively just committed to your work. Right. That's what he wants.
That's it. So Cuban went on Stephen A., and he basically just brought this up out of nowhere when they were talking about the trade.
I mean, look, everybody saw him. It wasn't like he was ripped and had a six-pack. But what I think what the biggest mistake was in trying to understand Luka is he's from the Balkans, right? He's Slovenian, and you know, you look at Jokic, who's Serbian, and you look at Serbian players in general, there's just a different mindset, right? They look at the game different. They look at life differently. They look at they're emotionally, you know, the guys that I've gotten to know from that region of the world are different. And I think that was what was not considered as fully as it should have been. That you've got to understand what people are like, what their backgrounds are like, who they are personally, what their families are like, you know, how they interact with other people. And from that part of the world, in my experiences, Luka was just, you know, other than the basketball talent, he was just like every other guy. And, you know, and I think that was one of the reasons he loves to play with the Slovenian team. He relates so well to all the other players from that part of the world. And, you know, over the summers, that's who he's hanging out with. That's who he is.
That's it. That's a lot of it. It's just a lifestyle difference.
Yeah, and he's clearly, they never saw things the same way.
They didn't.
Luka and Nico never saw things the same way. Obviously, I hesitate because there's always the risk of you can go back and watch an interaction once you know something and potentially read something into it that, like, yeah, you see that now because you know how it ended, but it may not have been that way at the time. But like, you see some of these interactions that have gone viral, people sharing videos of just like when he goes up after a game and he sees Cuban and Kid and Nico and the way he greets all of them. And it's just, it's different. It feels different the way he's interacted with Nico.
Cuban continued on what he's noticed about Luka and other players from overseas.
What are the kind of things that you noticed about him and about players from overseas, from Europe, et cetera, and how different they are?
Not even overseas, the Balkan players,
the
right?
The Balkan players. How are they different?
If you've never seen a game in Serbia,
okay,
they're going, like Jokic has said before, Joker said, you know, oh, guys are yelling at me. No, dude, have you ever seen a game in Serbia? Mm. And you watch him, that's where you see the videos of the entire stadium bouncing up and down. Right. And, you know, look at Jokic's brothers. They're aggressive, right? They don't put up with anything. You know, just, you know, when we had Boban was a big teddy bear, but he could be aggressive too on the court. And so just that mindset that you just, when you're on the court, your intensity is at a different level, you know, and you see that with Jokic, you see that with Luka, you see that with other players. And that historically has been who they are. And you have to understand where people are from in the world. That culture, you know, the culture you grow up in makes a difference into who you are as an athlete, as a professional in any sport, and as a business person for that matter.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just a lack of understanding, and it ultimately burned the Mavericks.
It did.
Which is it's upsetting because it didn't have to end this way.
No.
I know we've talked about it, and there have been a few people who have said, you should have traded Luka. A lot of people who just didn't like him. They thought he was out of shape. Same sort of things. And we've always talked about the issue of like, yeah, but the biggest problem is no one can defend the return. That's the problem. You can't defend the return that you got for Luka. It's so much deeper than that to me, though. You traded away the guy for the next 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah, you gave away age. You gave away 10 years for three. And that's a major problem.
And you didn't. The return was the worst part of it. But even still, secondarily, like you shouldn't have moved on. You should have been said, I'll figure it out. Just like 28 other teams have said behind the scenes when talking to people, they'll go, should have figured it out. If we had him, we would have figured it out. Figure it out.
He, again, I will stand by it. He does not like that lifestyle. He does not understand it. And he thinks it is counter to being great. Joker could argue that, I mean, Joker's a perfect example of, and Giannis of that take. It's a bad take. It's an outdated take.
I mean, he clearly doesn't like that aspect of it, but
Joker's going to finish in the top two of MVP for what, six straight years?
Now, Joker reached a point where he was more locked in on his conditioning at one point. Like, he did have a moment where he pivoted.
I mean, he went and watched harness racing all summer.
Right, but I mean, he did have a moment about 3 years ago where he changed his approach.
Yeah,
three, 4 years ago, whatever that was.
As he got older.
But, and that's the thing, though. Like, have that patience to see it through with Luka.
Right, absolutely. One more time from Cuban on Luka on the floor.
You know, when you see Luka, like when I went to L.A. with my son when we played there against him for the first time, and I told him I was going to boo him when he was on the free throw line, so I did, and I was smiling and laughing, and he was, you know, he got really intense because he's always really intense on the court, always. You see his response to the referees. You see his responses to anybody. He is intense, and while, you know, Joker may not be as purely emotional, and I don't get to see as many of his games, the guy is intense, you know, but when the game is over and he goes back home, he's more interested in harness racing, which, by the way, I grew up watching my entire life, so I don't blame him. But, you know, they go back and they live their lives. It's just different. Mm. And you've got to accept those differences in players from that part of the world. And I think that was part of our mistake.
Ooh, that's generous to say our mistake.
Our mistake, yeah. I mean, he's still a part owner, so it is our mistake. You know,
he tried to stop it.
He said when Nico texted him, like, you know, wait, it's not done yet. Nico's like, no, it's done. He goes, okay, then nothing else to say. That's it. Nothing else to talk about.
It's just a miserable existence. It's miserable to realize this is what this team did.
Brian Windhorst is not happy about this.
Oh my gosh. So we heard the reports. The Mavericks were talked out of the Austin Reeves portion of the trade. That initially this was supposed to include Austin Reeves, who's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
And that the Mavericks were effectively talked out of like an extra pick and some Austin Reeves. And, you know, great job by Rob Pelinka devaluing things enough in the conversations that Nico went, yeah, you're right. I can't give you much more than that. Brian Windhorst, after Austin Reeves continues to play well and with the Luka Dallas reunion on deck for tomorrow night, Brian Windhorst absolutely went off on ESPN yesterday.
I'm going to say one more thing because there's a game coming up in Dallas in a couple of days. I know we're all going to focus on Luka, as we should, but the Mavericks not getting Austin Reeves in that trade is malpractice. Austin Reeves has been, as Shannon alluded to, Austin Reeves has been awesome in this last month, especially in this last week and last couple weeks when LeBron hasn't been great. And the fact that the Mavericks didn't get Austin Reeves in that trade remains insane. And Reeves is just proving it night in and night out.
I don't know that I've ever seen Windy get that worked up.
He got worked up there.
He's like hitting the table. He looks fierce. It's just
angry.
And that's the problem. Just from a pure basketball standpoint, as somebody who appreciates the game of basketball, as somebody who loves the NBA, as somebody who loves that game like Brian Windhorst does, he's offended that the Mavericks would do something so stupid.
He really is.
He's not a fan of the Mavericks. He's not a fan of the Lakers. It's not anything like that. He is offended as a lover of basketball that you would just devalue Luka to that extent. And be willing to say, well, he's not even worth throwing Austin Reeves in there. It remains and will remain until God knows when the dumbest trade made in the history of sports. It's just stupid. There was no justification.
It really is dumb.
And tomorrow, we'll get into some of it tomorrow. I'm thinking I'm going to go down to Victory Plaza on Wednesday night. I just want to record. I just want to get raw fan reaction to Luka coming back. I think it's going to be nuts in there tomorrow night.
Yeah, it might be. I think it might. Although,
now they've got a back-to-back tonight. Do you think Luka sits?
Well, no.
No, Luka sits tonight because they've got. I wonder if they just say, no, Luka, you sit tonight because you're going to play tomorrow.
You're playing. Yeah, it's going to be interesting with the crowd. I mean, the crowd's going to be. I don't think it's obviously there's not going to be vitriol towards Luka.
No.
It'll be 75-80% Luka fans in there.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Luka first.
No, it will sound like
they
a
won't
Luka
cheer
crowd.
When Lakers score. They will cheer when Luka scores.
Now they're on the road against Oklahoma City tonight.
they're not really in a. They need to. I mean, they want to get a. They want to secure a home series. He might play them both.
I wonder if they just manage his minutes a little though.
Yeah, maybe. How do the Rangers get their bats going in the Windy City? Plus, Bobby's become a NASCAR fan, and I am heated about this Dire Wolf situation. It's dire. It's a very dire situation. That's all next on 105 Through the Fan.